news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
At 6.05, FM Talk 106.5. Foggy start to your Thursday, 69 now at FM Talk 106.5. Let's check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have a dense fog advisory again till 8 a.m. across the Bayway and the Causeway, pretty thick in low-lying areas as well, as we've got one accident at Wilmer-Georgetown Road near Walter Tanner Road, a car versus a tree. So far, northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland looks good. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate with over 40 years' experience and guaranteed color matching for your vehicle. Call 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a few scattered thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
608 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings, and looks like the bar is closed in Washington. With more on that, here are headlines with Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 News from our nation's capital, as the Associated Press is reporting that Attorney General William Barr will not participate in day two of testifying in front of the House Judiciary Committee. The Attorney General was asked to testify before the committee once again about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Wednesday. He spent many hours answering questions from lawmakers on that committee. The AG's refusal to attend the hearings and what some are calling stonewalling the Democrats and favoring the president is something many are complaining about as congressional leaders take a closer look at what they can see in that highly redacted Mueller report. Happening right now, authorities are trying to figure out what caused a man to veer off the road and hit a bicyclist in Gulf Breeze. According to the Florida Highway Patrol, early this morning at 1:45 a.m., 63-year-old Bruce Alsqua was driving in the eastbound lanes when his SUV collided with that bicyclist. Bicyclist was pronounced dead at the scene. The victim's name nor age has not yet been released, but the investigation is ongoing at this hour. And then, roughly 15 minutes later, Citronelle Fire and Rescue, they responded to an overnight house fire on Woodland Drive. That home was fully engulfed once crews arrived. The good news is no one was injured. This was a concerted effort by Mobile County EMS, Mobile County Dispatch, Alabama Power, and the Citronelle Police Department to get that fire under control. Unfortunately, the home has been deemed a total loss. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, and on the way, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Tropical weather to talk about?
Already.
Tropical weather. Here we are a month out, a little less than a month out, from the official start of hurricane season 2019. Some tropical weather to discuss. Listen, I'm not going to play the game like, oh, it's coming for Mobile. No, it's not. It's just a thing of note, and it's not even anything that looks like it's going to develop any further. But it is an interesting kind of like, oh, factoid kind of thing. So we'll talk to Dr. Bill about that, and also rain over the weekend. He'll tell us when and what days will be best for getting out. Also, it's a Thursday, speaking of the weekend, and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report on the way at 7:50. Right now, we'll check in with News 5 next.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Authorities have not yet released the name of a Mississippi man who died when the motorcycle he was on crashed into a truck. That crash caused major delays on Interstate 10 near the Daphne exit on Wednesday. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. An investigation is underway to determine what led to a deadly encounter between an adult son and his parents. It happened Tuesday morning at a home on Blair Circle in Gulf Breeze. The Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office says Eric Wrights, a former Niceville police officer, stabbed his parents. His father then went into the home, grabbed a gun, and shot Wrights, killing him. Wrights was discharged from the Niceville Police Department in 2018 for having psychological issues. An amendment to address the revolving door of crime in Mobile has passed its first hurdle in the Alabama House. The bill passed a House committee, and it goes now to the full House. Currently, judges can order a suspect held without bond if they're considered a flight risk or a danger to the community, but that's not a guarantee. This amendment will keep those types of suspected offenders in jail. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business, even in this rough economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
After 44 years of serving fishermen and boaters, Negus Marine and Mobile is closing their doors. But before they do that, they're giving us a chance to buy the best boat accessories at huge discounts. From props to bow lights and everything in between, Negus Marine is liquidating its inventory. Hey, this is Sean Sullivan, and I took a walk through the showroom and warehouse at Negus, and I saw shelves full of things that you and I both want and need for our boats. Go see for yourself right now. Negus Marine, 3957 Demetropolis in Mobile, open 8 to 5:30. Give them a call, 666-5550.
The news, weather, and traffic you need. The talk you want. And the sports you love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 106.5.
The NBA and NHL playoffs inch closer to conference finals. An Atlanta pitcher continues his hot start to 2019, and the favorite at the Kentucky Derby is out. I know, right after Sean talked about him yesterday. It's all Sean's fault. 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the NBA playoffs, the Portland Trailblazers beat the Denver Nuggets 97-90 to tie the Western Conference semifinal series at one game apiece. Blazers guard Damian Lillard had a rare off night, scoring only 14 points on 5 of 17 shooting, but his teammates took up the slack. CJ McCollum led Portland with 20 points, and four other Blazers scored at least 10. Denver pulled to within 5 points in the final minute after trailing by 17 points in the second half. They were led by Nikola Jokic with 16 points and 14 rebounds. After the game, Jokic commented that Portland beat them without even playing well.
They play extremely good. I mean, they didn't even play that good, to be honest. I mean, they can play really, better than that. So it was kind of a weird game where they were aggressive than we are.
Very aggressive.
Okay, I'm taking notes here. All right.
Now the series shifts to Portland for game 3 tomorrow night, and it's very weird in Portland, as you know if you've been up there. Tonight, Milwaukee plays at Boston for game 3 of their tied series. Only one game on the schedule tonight. In the NHL playoffs, Carolina's Justin Williams scored the game winner in the third period, and the Hurricanes added 2 empty net goals to defeat the New York Islanders 5-2 and take a 3-0 series lead.
Leonard cut off by Aho. In front, they score! Justin Williams! And Carolina has a one-goal lead.
Tuvo Teravainen had 2 goals for Carolina in the win. The Hurricanes have won 7 of their last 8 games now and will try for the sweep at home on Friday night. In the late game, the Dallas Stars beat the St. Louis Blues 4-2 to tie the series at 2 games. Rookie Roope Hintz scored his 5th goal of the playoffs, and Tyler Seguin and Alexander Radulov each had 2 assists in the win. Now they head back to St. Louis for the 5th game of the series tomorrow night. There are 2 playoff games on the schedule tonight at 6:30, Game 4 in Columbus between the Blue Jackets and Boston Bruins, followed by Game 4 in Colorado between the Avalanche and San Jose Sharks. In the Major Leagues, Max Fried continued his outstanding season for Atlanta, allowing only 1 hit and 7 innings in a Braves 5-1 win over San Diego. The Chicago Cubs shut out Seattle 11-0. Arizona beat the Yankees 3-2. Philadelphia got the win over Detroit 7-3. Miami beat Cleveland 4-2. In that game, Indians pitcher Corey Kluber fractured his forearm when he was hit by a 102-mile-per-hour line drive. Pittsburgh defeated Texas 7-5. St. Louis won their 5th in a row with a 5-1 win over Washington. Cincinnati got past the Mets 1-0. Nolan Arenado homered twice, and Colorado beat Milwaukee 11-4. Boston finished a series sweep over Oakland with a 7-3 win, and Kansas City beat Tampa Bay twice in a doubleheader 3-2 and 8-2. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Montgomery Biscuits 3-1. Game 2 of the 5-game road series is tonight in Montgomery. The Kentucky Derby set for this Saturday at Churchill Downs. Yesterday, the track announced that the favorite, Omaha Beach, has been scratched from the race. Mr. Beach's owner, Richard Mandela, said that the 3-year-old coat has an entrapped epiglottis. What's an epiglottis?
Something in your throat?
Good guess. Yes, the 3-year-old colt had a cough. They found that the epiglottis, it's actually a triangle-shaped piece of cartilage at the base of the airway, right above the soft palate. And because of its location, an entrapped epiglottis can cause difficulties breathing and would make it difficult to run a race without actually reversing the issue. The trainer told the Associated Press that Omaha Beach will have surgery in Kentucky in the next few days and will be sidelined for 2 to 3 weeks. 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
So it's going to change all the lines, right?
Yes. Yeah, you've got new favorites, and those favorites will, the payout will lower just a little bit for those guys right behind Omaha Beach. But yeah, it'll change the lines. I'm not sure if it'll change them a whole lot, but now the favorite's out of the race.
Because I'm trying to figure, I've got this party thing we're supposed to be doing on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Where we go watch the Kentucky Derby, whatever. And I want to, like, I don't think everybody's betting, but I want to walk in and say, well, I'll tell you what horse is going to be the favorite.
The next sports hit, I'll let you know who the new favorites are. I think there's probably co-favorites, because there were a couple right behind Omaha Beach that were the second and third favorites before his whole epiglottis issue.
Happens to the best of them.
Yeah, it does.
All right, 6:18, coming right back.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. I'm State Farm Agent Allison Horner, and I'm no different. I run a small business here in Mobile, too, and I'm perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Find me at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest Roads or on my website, AllisonHorner.com, for small business insurance today.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a few scattered thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5. Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form. Present a valid Social Security number and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
Good morning for the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. A dense fog advisory again until 8 a.m. Pretty foggy in the Midtown area and along High 65 in the city. Also across the Bayway. Still working one accident at Wilmer and Georgetown Road near Walter Tanner Road, a car versus a tree. Bama Flooring is not your one-stop shop. Instead, they specialize in flooring products, customer satisfaction, and professional installs. Out of Robertsdale and Highway 59, they're big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. See them at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
And thanks, Kane. 621 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings Thursday style as we celebrate day two of our 10th year. 10th birthday yesterday for the radio station. Thank you for all the birthday wishes on our Facebook page.
Yeah, awesome.
Thank you.
Lots of people saying congrats on the 10 years. So
yeah.
That's pretty cool. And lots of people that listen to us every morning.
And I got to thank you, big thank you to Ben. You'll see him in the pictures here on the Facebook page. Not only brought us delicious sandwiches, brought us the cake.
The cake
is going to be, what happens, I think it probably happens at other offices too. The cake is like, you see, you ever watch like a documentary on a African savanna and there's an elephant dies or there's a kill something and over a period of time the animals continue to feed off the carcass?
Yes.
That's what, we made a dent in the cake yesterday, but it's such a big cake, it's still back there. So each day, each hour, different shows, different people are coming in, getting them a little bit more, just a little bit more cake and a little bit more cake. We're whittling it down.
All the hyenas gathered around the cake yesterday. I'm glad. That's why I got the first cut. I got the best cut of the meat.
You rolled in. You didn't, I mean, because sometimes I'll stand back probably just from, you know, being brought up the way I was. In other words, being directed to not do what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'll always stand around and wait for somebody else to have. and then I dig in and have a huge portion, but I have to wait.
Mm-hmm.
And, but you just moved right in.
Well, yeah. And see, the problem with that is it's a big cake, much bigger than I thought. And because it's such a big cake, I took like what I thought was a normal slice of cake off of it, but that ended up being way too much cake. But once it's on your plate, I'm not going to throw away part of the. So I ate the whole thing. I think I fell asleep during the midday show phone screening after eating that cake.
Hey, I did too. Speaking of parts that woke you up, though, yesterday, and we'll get the podcast up and talk more about this, probably replay some of the clips today or tomorrow. At the end of the show yesterday, last half hour of Midday Mobile, former Governor Don Siegelman joined me to talk about lottery from back in 1999 when it failed to what it looks like today. Pretty cool to see it through his eyes. That interview will be playing again coming up very soon. All right, 6:24, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. This morning, we have even more clarity regarding a hate crime bill making its way through the Alabama legislature. As the legislative committee has voted to make it a hate crime to target a person because of their sexual orientation or their employment as a law enforcement officer. The law enforcement section was added Wednesday after the Senate Judiciary Committee took up a bill to add police officers to the groups covered by Alabama's hate crime law. Right now, the law includes increased penalties if crimes were motivated by the victim's race, religion, national origin, ethnicity, or disability. Senator Vivian Davis Figures of Mobile added an amendment to include crimes that target someone because of their sexual orientation. The amendment and the bill were both approved and now both move to the full Senate. In the world of weather, it seems like Mother Nature is abiding by her own calendar, as forecasters are keeping their eyes on that disturbance out in the Atlantic. The National Hurricane Center gave it only a 20% chance of development over the next 5 days. But keep in mind, hurricane season does not even start until June 1st. Even still, the Hurricane Center has issued a special tropical weather outlook since this could impact the Florida Peninsula. Those weather conditions to keep an eye out for could possibly include heavy rain and storms over the next few days, as well as rip currents and rough seas. The Hurricane Center does not expect it to develop in the short term as it moves toward the Florida Peninsula, but that could change after it turns northeastward, away from Florida and into the western Atlantic. Now, meteorologists say, quote, some slow development could be possible at that point. The first name on this year's Atlantic storm list is Andrea. Keep attuned to Mobile Mornings as Dr. Bill will give us more details in a few short minutes about today, tomorrow, and into the weekend, of course, and what you can expect to keep your family safe. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Okay, just about 7 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. We will talk about tropical weather. Listen, this is not anything this... If it would become, it's still not, I mean, it doesn't look like anything that affects us at all, but it is just kind of a interesting note. Here we are May 1st, and this is not unprecedented. This has happened before, but it is of note when you have tropical weather before hurricane season. Because, like I've said before, though, the convergence of temperatures and winds and hurricanes, they don't look at the same calendars.
They don't?
No.
You know, they don't have a manatee calendar in their studio like
we do, by the way.
Right.
What is it this month? Let's see. It's a baby manatee and looks like mama manatee.
And the baby manatee is waving at the camera.
Waving.
Very cool. But the hurricanes, they don't follow any kind of schedule.
Well, they their own. Well, you don't know that. We just don't know what schedule they follow. I mean, you assume they don't follow any. Maybe they follow the exact schedule they're supposed to follow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we human beings, we got this habit of, you know, trying to say, okay, we're going to put nature in these constraints that we've decided. And then if it doesn't, well, they don't. It's wild. Weather is wild. Temperatures are wild. Look, it's doing what it's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're just trying to put it into a box where we go, well, that's not normal. Well, maybe it's not. All right, coming up, we'll ask those questions a lot more of Dr. Bill Williams. And also got good news here, 4 potential health benefits. Beer, the studies are out.
Oh, whew.
Okay, this is,
by the way, I thought I was unhealthy.
No, and today is one of those days. So we have a study we'll get to, potential health benefits of beer at the same time. Now, remember, it used to, wasn't it just last year, don't eat breakfast, do this fasting thing and
yeah,
all that?
That's what I do.
It's good for your health.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the story out today, if you don't eat breakfast, it's bad for your heart.
Oh, I'm going to go get food right now.
That's
then.
Right. Be right back.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An Escambia County, Florida man is accused of abusing his girlfriend's 2-year-old daughter. The allegations include wearing a werewolf mask while he burned her skin with a lighter, threw bottles at her while she slept, and put a shock collar on her. Escambia County Sheriff David Morgan says there's significant video evidence. The sheriff says the baby's mother was horrified by the video she watched and is being cooperative with law enforcement. A Grand Bay woman accused of seriously injuring a Mobile police officer in a head-on crash earlier this year is now facing charges. Shannon Foreman turned herself in on Wednesday. She's charged with assault. She's accused of crashing into Officer Clayton Graham's car while he was on duty. Graham is still suffering from injuries from that crash. A murder suspect in Baldwin County will make his first court appearance today for a bond hearing. Kendrick Patrick is accused of shooting and killing Skylar Williams over drugs. It happened Tuesday night at a home on Highway 31 in Spanish Fort. Deputies say Patrick then dumped Williams' body in Majors Creek in Stockton. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Fewer things are more important than buying a home or selling your home. I'm Dan Chavis with Roberts Brothers. Mobile, the eastern shore of the beach. Roberts Brothers is there. Roberts Brothers has been helping people with their real estate needs for over 73 years. And nobody in South Alabama sells more real estate than Roberts Brothers. Dan Chavis and Roberts Brothers, where doing the right thing is a way of life. I'm Dan Chavis, and I'm with Roberts Brothers. Call me, 591-2144. 591-2144.
Paid not attorney spokesperson, Fierce Nakawati with principal office in Dallas, Texas.
Attention landscapers and anyone working in the landscape industry. This is an important alert for users of the Weed Killer Roundup that have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. A California jury recently awarded $289 million to a landscaper who claimed Roundup gave him cancer. Roundup is the most widely used herbicide in the United States with billions of pounds applied each year. Farm workers and landscapers are at the highest risk of injury from exposure. Time is limited to file a claim. If you work with Roundup Weed Killer and were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, don't wait. Call the Roundup Legal Helpline now. The number to dial is 800-951-6265. That number again is 800-951-6265. You could be entitled to significant compensation. If you've been exposed to Roundup and have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, don't wait. Call the Roundup Legal Helpline right now. 800-951-6265. That's 800-951-6265. Again, 800-951-6265. Call now.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
9 a.m. Eastern Time this morning, the House Judiciary Committee will convene, but Attorney General William Barr won't be there, refusing a second day of testimony about the Mueller report. As the Democratic chairman, Jerry Nadler, considers his options with Barr, Jessica Schneider reports he's also waiting on special counsel Robert Mueller.
Chairman Nadler saying May 15th is their target date and that the Justice Department was not objecting to Mueller's appearance, but crucially, no confirmation from Mueller himself just yet.
Police say 21-year-old student Riley Howell, one of the people killed by a gunman at the University of North Carolina at Charlotte, knocked the shooter down, allowing the police to grab him. In London, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange confirms he'll fight extradition to the U.S., where he's accused in connection with a massive leak of classified material. California reports its population grew by under 0.5% last year, and that's the slowest rate on records dating back to 1900. Stock futures rising this hour. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rasa K with Your Money Now. The corporate earnings season is outshining analysts' brightest expectations. FactSet reports of the companies that have reported so far, 75% have beaten earnings estimates. We hear from Duncan, Kellogg, Dow, and Dow DuPont, and Weight Watchers today, among others. Within the next few weeks, Google says it'll roll out auto-delete controls for your activity data and location history that let you automatically scrub the information after 3 months. Critics say that's more than enough time for Google to monetize that data anyway. Maine is the first state in the country to ban styrofoam after Governor Janet Mills signed a new bill into law this week. No businesses will be able to sell or distribute polystyrene products as of January 1st. Although the stuff's recyclable, no place in Maine does it. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell described the recent trend of slowing U.S. inflation as transitory, and equities lost some steam into the close after a brief bounce when the Fed left benchmark interest rates alone. The Dow slid 162, the S&P dropped 22 points, and the NASDAQ was off 45. Futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes, they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here, and y'all say hello to Dr. Bill. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Sean.
And if we get started this morning, fog part of the mix, humidity is up, and it feels like, well, maybe it would on into summertime.
Yeah, no, yesterday really felt like summer. We got up to 87, and the humidity was fairly high, and that's just a little warm-up, well, sort of, for the summer season. And looks like we'll be up in the mid-80s again today, and another humid day with plenty of sunshine. There's a slight chance that we could see a shower, especially north of Mobile, well, inland. But for the most part, we should have a lot of sunshine today. Now, tonight, we'll be only in the mid-60s under partly cloudy skies. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy day with a few afternoon thunderstorms, and the high will be in the mid-80s. Now, after that, we're going to see some showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. There's a frontal system now over the southern Great Plains, and it'll be moving into Mississippi and Alabama on Saturday. So we've got a good chance for showers and thunderstorms. That'll keep temperatures down a little bit, about 82 degrees for Saturday afternoon. Those showers will be with us Saturday night, tapering off very early on Sunday, and then becoming mostly sunny, and looks good for Sunday, about 85 degrees. That front will move just offshore and then stall. Hopefully it'll stay just far enough off, and we will have those mostly sunny skies for Sunday. Looks good then for Monday. It was sunny around 85, and then Tuesday a slight chance of a thunderstorm and highs in the mid-80s. So it's going to be a two-part weekend with a good chance for some rain on Saturday and then clearing, and looks like good weather for Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about tropical weather now? People asking questions, talking about it. What's going on out there?
Yeah, we've got a tropical wave, and now we see it's a little disturbance that generally moves from east to west. We see numerous tropical waves during the hurricane season. Most of them never develop into a tropical storm. They just a cluster of showers and thunderstorms. And now we're seeing one over the Bahamas, and it is looks like it'll move into Florida, already affecting the Florida Peninsula. And we'll eventually merge in with this weather front I was talking about that comes in on Saturday, and then it'll swing all that rain out to the northeast. So it doesn't look like it will develop into anything, but just become a nuisance for the Florida Peninsula over the next couple of days.
Well, I was kind of being your proxy, which I know that just made Dr. Bill break out in the cold sweats. But I was being your proxy with other people on social media that said, well, this means it's going to be a very active hurricane season. And I said, no, it doesn't. Was I right or wrong?
You're right. Okay. It's not an indicator of how many storms we're going to have. It's not unusual for these tropical waves to start to make their appearance here in May. And we may see another one even move into the Florida Peninsula over the next couple of weeks. So that's not unusual.
Yeah, because I know there's been years we've had these early, tropical waves or whatever, and people, and then it's been really actually pretty quiet. And then sometimes it hasn't. I mean, the idea that one means the other is not borne out in the science.
And some of these will develop, and they'll move across the Caribbean and into Central America, and you wouldn't even know they existed here because they have no effect on the U.S. mainland.
Very good. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist and Ph.D., tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams. That's why he's part of our crew, has been for 10 years around here, so that's why we do it. So, yeah, get in. It's always great information, severe weather, day-to-day weather planning, but when you get into hurricane season, after all the years of working with him at this station and beforehand, well, I guess 16, 17 years, 18 years with him, nobody else I want on my side come hurricane season like Dr. Bill Williams.
He knows his stuff.
Yeah, he's got the degree and has taught the people, and he knows it. All right, mentioned a couple like health stories here. according to USA Today, it might be time to add the morning meal back into your daily routine, Dalton.
All right. I mean, I've been fasting for 5 years now, but I'll try.
Okay, because, you know, there's always these studies. So it's the coffee's bad for you, coffee's good for you, wine is good for you, wine is bad for you. Okay.
Wine in the morning, good for you.
That's what I thought. So you sound like some of my kinfolk. They said it's time to add your morning meal back into your daily routine. New study found that people who skip breakfast every day had it. This is the one that, if this is not a spurious correlation, if this is actually linked, I think it's pretty huge. New study found that people who skipped breakfast every day had a 87% higher risk of cardiovascular related death compared to those who ate a morning meal every day.
87%. That's big.
Yeah. It's almost 90. Research published this month in the peer-reviewed Journal of the American College of Cardiology pulled data on 6,550 U.S. adults from age 40 to 75 gathered between 1988 and 1994, asked them how often they ate breakfast. Just over 5% of the people say they never consume breakfast. Almost 11% said they rarely consume breakfast, and a quarter consume breakfast some days, and 59% said they had breakfast every day. The team then looked at the follow-up data from 2011 through on to determine the health of those adults that they surveyed back in the 90s, and found that 2,318 deaths occurred, including 619 heart disease-linked deaths. Researchers controlled for a variety of factors, including sex, race, age, socioeconomic status, dietary and lifestyle factors. However, the study could only show an association, this is what I was talking about, between not eating breakfast and heart disease, not a causal link. And that's one thing you got to look at here. I mean, this is, you got to read below paragraph 3 or 4 in these stories, because you'll see it and it says, these things are true. I mean, this is what we call a spurious correlation. This thing happens and this other thing happens. And there's always the danger with we human beings to go, okay, because that thing happened and the other thing happened, therefore one caused the other. Not always.
And I would argue, that study might be true. I'm not sure that Jimmy Dean and Kellogg didn't put that study together.
I looked at it. Was it sponsored by Jimmy Dean Sunrise? Yes, Sunrisers or whatever.
But there's levels. There's all kinds of levels. Probably the best thing, eating a healthy breakfast and then limiting yourself when you eat later in the day. Fasting, probably not the best thing for you, but still probably better than eating a 2,000-calorie pancake breakfast and then following that up with a just as big lunch and just as big dinner.
Nom, 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 nom. Well, and it's one of these things, too. I don't know what would be borne out with more investigation, but I've seen enough research in the past where it'll be something else. The fact that the people didn't eat breakfast is actually an indicator of something else in their lifestyle that then becomes a thing that's the causal link. I'm not saying it is in this case, but if you look at, like, they'll say, well, people who don't do this have this condition, and everybody's focused on the first thing, but the first thing's actually an indicator of, like, maybe you said, people who don't eat breakfast eat big fried food lunches,
right,
or something like, and that's actually the cause. I'm not saying that is in this case, but it's, you know, it'll be a secondary thing. So the one thing is true, but it's not exactly the cause. It's the thing that thing causes.
That could make sense. That would definitely make sense. So, but right now you're saying if this study's true, fasting means two things. You're fasting, you're not eating, traditional sense, but also faster way to die.
It's fasting on your way to death. There you go. Let's stem it off with the ale of agelessness. Another study out, this one, my kind of study. Studies have found now that beer might help you ward off things like kidney stones, also lower your risk for Alzheimer's. Okay. As if you needed an excuse to have a few cold beers this weekend, 4 ways beer might actually be good for you.
I love it.
Okay. Number one, reduces the risk of kidney stones.
Okay.
Says a recent study has found one beer a day can lower your risk by 41%. 41%. Now, I don't know how big of a beer it is. Also, number 2, it says, and this is a story that ran last week, that there are some craft beers out there that are targeting themselves as replenishment drinks after a workout, almost like a sports drink, but it's a craft beer. They say beer can help you replenish after a workout. The carbs in beer are good for you after you just burned a bunch of calories, and studies have found that it might be better than water when you're dehydrated.
I love this study.
All right. Number 3, it's good for your bones. A study at University of Texas found that an occasional beer can actually increase bone density.
Okay.
But, of course, remember, all this is about occasional, once in a while,
right?
One or two. Isn't keg stands.
My own study says drinking a lot of beer can raise your brain density.
Your brain stupidity. And number four here, actually the inverse, it says it might help prevent Alzheimer's. This is really interesting.
Yeah.
So the science is out. Some researchers think that trace amounts of aluminum in our body have something to do with Alzheimer's. Now, this is just a theory at this point, but a study in Spain found that two beers a day can limit that aluminum's ability to damage your brain, even though it comes in aluminum cans. All right, 6:45. Let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Dense fog advisory until 8 a.m. Finding the heaviest traffic along I-65. Actually, the Bayway, the causeway looks good until you travel downtown near the George Wallace and the Bankhead tunnels. That's where the heaviest fog is in that area. Veteran-owned Stone Arms, Inc. Home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow, with military, veterans, and first responders getting 5% discount on everything in the store. Thank you for your service from StoneArmsInc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Talking to my buddy Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators. Summertime's here. Unfortunately, so are the mosquitoes.
They are. You know, they typically never leave in our climate.
That's for sure. It just seems to get ramped up this time of year. But you've told me over time coming in, you've got some tips for us. The first thing we need to do to try to eliminate them is get rid of certain things in our yards.
Yeah, look at those garbage cans. Make sure you got lids on it. The dishes that sit underneath your plants on your front porch, make sure they're draining or they have holes where they're not holding moisture. And you just need to help eliminate some of the breeding sites for the mosquitoes.
Okay, we do that and we still get mosquitoes in our backyard. Can y'all do something about it?
Absolutely. You give us a call. We'll have our home evaluator come out. He can take a look at your property and work out a detailed plan that's specific for you. Then our technicians will come out and apply the products they need to in particular areas and help you take back that backyard.
I love it. Okay, so we're going to get the evaluator out. Talk about how we make contact with Arrow.
You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
All right, Austin Key with Arrow Exterminators. Hey, y'all, take back your backyard, and then I'll come over to your house.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
At 6:46, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Chickasaw police need your help this morning looking for an accused car thief who then led them on a police chase. According to the police report, that suspect was supposedly car shopping at a local car dealership just before 10 p.m. Monday night. He was looking at a 2010 Dodge Charger and asked if he could hear the engine. Well, when the employee went inside the car to pop the hood, police say the man jumped into the vehicle and took off. Chickasaw PD just happened to be in the neighborhood and began to chase that vehicle. But because the driver was driving recklessly and speeding, police called off that pursuit. The stolen vehicle was eventually found later that night, abandoned at LaFleur High School. The suspect is described as about 6 feet tall with a slim build, wearing a blue sweater, black pants, and wearing dreadlocks. If you have any information, you can remain anonymous with your tip. Just call 251-259-6038. Coming soon to a grocery store near you, ultra-fast delivery service. Amazon and Whole Foods Market launched Prime Now on Wednesday. They did so in Huntsville and Montgomery here in Alabama and Destin, Florida as well. The service allows Amazon Prime customers to order natural and organic products from Whole Foods Market for delivery in as little as an hour. The fastest delivery service is offered by Amazon is now available in 88 U.S. metros to include Chattanooga and Knoxville in Tennessee, Tallahassee, Florida, Greensboro and Wilmington, North Carolina, Allentown, Pennsylvania, Fort Collins, Colorado, Jackson, Mississippi, Palm Desert, California, and Portland, Maine. And if this launch goes well, the locations could expand to include our Mobile location as well. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit thompsoncat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
Your health deserves the best. Hey, this is Garrett Williamson with Personal Edge Fitness, where our exercise scientist and physiotherapist have been training the best of Mobile for the last two decades. Listen, you're worth it. Call us today for your free wellness evaluation or check us out online at personaledgefitness.com and Facebook. Whether at our award-winning Spring Hill facility, your corporate setting, at home, or online, we train you for life. personaledgefitness.com.
The NBA and NHL playoffs get closer to conference finals. An Atlanta pitcher continues his hot start to 2019, and the favorite at the Kentucky Derby is officially out of the running. 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NBA playoffs, the Portland Trailblazers beat the Denver Nuggets 97-90 to tie the Western Conference semifinal series at one game apiece. Blazers guard Damian Lillard had a rare off night, scoring only 14 points, but his teammates took up the slack. CJ McCollum led Portland with 20 points, and four other Blazers scored at least 10. Denver pulled to within 5 points in the final minute after trailing by 17 points in the second half. They were led by Nikola Jokic with 16 points and 14 rebounds. After the game, Jokic commented that Portland beat them without even playing well.
They play extremely good. They didn't even play that good, to be honest. I mean, they can play really, I mean, better than that. So it was kind of a weird game where they more aggressive than we are.
Weird game, weird day. I don't know. I love those comments from Jokic. Series now shifts to Portland for Game 3 tomorrow night. In the NHL playoffs, Carolina's Justin Williams scored the game winner in the third period, and the Hurricanes added two empty net goals to defeat the New York Islanders 5-2 and take a commanding 3-0 series lead.
Leonard cut off by Aho. In front, they score!
Tuvo Teravainen had two goals for Carolina in the win. Hurricanes have won 7 of their last 8 games now and will try for the sweep at home on Friday night. In the late game, the Dallas Stars beat the St. Louis Blues 4-2 to tie their series at 2 games apiece. Now they head back to St. Louis for the 5th game of the series tomorrow night. In the major leagues, Max Fried continued his outstanding season for Atlanta, allowing only 1 hit and 7 innings in a Braves 5-1 win over San Diego. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Montgomery Biscuits 3-1. Game 2 of the 5-game road series is tonight in Montgomery. And the Kentucky Derby set for this Saturday at Churchill Downs. Yesterday, the track announced that the favorite, Omaha Beach, has been scratched from the race. Mr. Beach's owner, Richard Mandela, said that the 3-year-old colt has an entrapped epiglottis. What's an epiglottis? I'm glad you asked. The epiglottis is a triangle-shaped piece of cartilage at the base of the airway above the soft palate. And because of its location, an entrapped epiglottis can cause difficulties breathing, would make it difficult to run a race without reversing the issue. The trainer told the Associated Press that Omaha Beach will have surgery in Kentucky in the next few days and will be sidelined for 2 to 3 weeks. So, Sean, you asked what that does to the rest of the odds?
Yep.
Now, game winner, the odds-on favorite to be the game winner.
That's a jinx.
He's at plus 340. Roadster right behind him at plus 450. And then two horses behind them at 5-1. Improbable and maximum security. But I heard from Little Birdie that Tacitus, who's a 6-1 odds, he's 5th in the odds right now, that he should actually be the favorite.
You're trying to move lines, man.
And the long shot you're looking for, Gray Magician, 50-1. I've heard that he has a real good shot at winning this. 50-1 odds.
All right, very good.
So take that to the bank, but not really. 6:53 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel. Just one-on-one.
At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, dense fog advisor till 8 a.m. Traveling downtown through the George Wallace and the Bankhead tunnels, and that area is where you're going to find the heaviest traffic. Also along 65, pretty thick, so make sure you've got your low beams on. Beyond that, we look good with no new wrecks in the roadways. Market in the Park is back this Saturday from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square, your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Presented by the City of Mobile Special Events Department. See them at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
For all your automotive needs, go to King's Automotive in Tillman's Corner. For reliable repairs and maintenance at a reasonable price, go to King's Automotive, where you can trust they find the problem, not just throw parts at it. King's Automotive also has great values on used cars, especially budget-friendly cash cars. For king-size savings on service and sales, go to King's Automotive, 5450 Willis Road, right at I-10 and Highway 90. Family-owned and operated for all your automotive needs, go to King's Automotive for the oil treatment.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with a few scattered thunderstorms and highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
By the way, congratulations in order. By the way, it's also Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Congratulations in order for our buddy Peter Albrecht. One of the good guys, by the way, and my list of people that I've dealt with in the broadcast business that are cool folks. It's a big list of them, but Pete is definitely on that list. He's a good guy. Ask him about some football. You ought to get in a football conversation with him. Get him talking
about the Vikings.
Yeah.
He's a Vikings fan?
Oh, gosh. All right. So he made Jimmy Kimmel. Was it last night?
Yeah, I think it was on Jimmy Kimmel last night.
Because he had done a Florida man story.
Yes. Florida man story always works its way to the top of the news stack. And
then Kimmel picked it up. They have a feature, I guess, a benchmark about Florida man story.
I think so, called This Week in Florida. And Jimmy Kimmel actually pulled a clip from WKRG and Peter Albrecht anchoring this segment where he does a Florida man story, and I guess it's a Florida man on meth, if you can believe it.
Go figure, huh?
Held on false imprisonment and drug charges, but the story, the disclaimer is that he's on meth. Pretty funny. Check it out.
The good thing is that Pete got the one up there, but I would say for the density of Florida man stories, our own Dalton Orwick, don't y'all think, should be featured on Kimmel, don't you think? By the way, great hashtag to follow on Twitter for those kind of stories is hashtag because Florida. It's really good. All right, we'll be right back.